In the kingdom of Kenetra, a devastating blood fever has left an indelible mark on society. The plague swept through the land a decade ago, proving especially lethal to adults while leaving many children permanently altered. These survivors, known as Malfettos, bear striking physical mutations, silver hair, missing limbs, strangely patterned skin that make them impossible to hide and easy to persecute. Once respected families now conceal their marked children, while poorer Malfettos are forced into begging or crime. Religious leaders declare them cursed, merchants shun them, and nobles ban them from their courts. Yet whispers tell of Malfettos who emerged with extraordinary abilities, earning them the fearsome title of young elites. Adelina Amauteru embodies this cruel dichotomy. The fever claimed her left eye, but left her with striking silver hair. Once destined for an advantageous marriage as a merchant's daughter, she became a source of shame to her father, who subjected her to countless abuses while showering her unmarked sister Violetta with affection. This stark contrast taught Adelina that love and power were conditional upon perfection. How often do we create outcasts of those who differ from us? The visible markings of Malfettos parallel any physical or cultural difference societies have used to justify discrimination. Meanwhile, the emergence of young elite powers suggests a profound truth. Sometimes extraordinary strength arises from trauma and marginalization. Adelina's dormant powers emerge when she defends herself against her abusive father trying to sell her. Ghostly apparitions surge from her body, causing her father to flee and die in an accident. Though she whispers, "I didn't mean it," part of her secretly enjoys this revenge. This establishes her central conflict: immense power born from fear and anger, yet enough conscience to be horrified by it. Later, captured by the Inquisition and sentenced to burn, her emotions again trigger her abilities as illusory locusts descend on the crowd. In this chaos, she's rescued by the Dagger Society, led by former Crown Prince Enzo Valenciano. The magical system connects powers to psychology. Adelina's illusions stem from a lifetime of pretending, growing strongest when fueled by negative emotions. To access her full potential, she must embrace her darkest parts. "Fear is power," whispers Formidite, the angel of fear. Unlike traditional heroes who overcome fears, Adelina learns to harness hers, gaining tremendous power while risking her humanity. The Dagger Society offers Adelina her desperate craving, acceptance. At their luxurious headquarters, disguised as a consort house, she trains to control her abilities, her differences finally valued. Yet even here, she remains an outsider. Raphael, the beautiful consort who serves as the group's emotional center, senses a darkness in her that makes him wary. Adelina's relationship with Enzo, the former crown prince leading this band of outcasts, forms the emotional core of her time with the Daggers. His tenderness awakens unfamiliar feelings as their connection deepens. Yet shadows lurk beneath this belonging. Adelina overhears that she resembles Enzo's former love, suggesting his interest might not be genuine. Worse, she learns the Daggers may plan to discard her after using her powers. These discoveries reawaken her deepest fear that she's unlovable for herself, valuable only for what others can take. Haven't we all wondered if we're truly accepted for who we are? This universal fear makes Adelina's struggle relatable, even as her powers set her apart. Masks function both literally and symbolically throughout the story. Young elites don silver masks on missions, while Fortunata court attendees wear decorative disguises. Adelina's scarred face, partially hidden by her hair, serves as a natural mask. These physical masks mirror the psychological facades all characters maintain. Taryn projects righteousness while concealing his Malfetto status and invulnerability. Queen Julieta's cold exterior hides her affair with Taryn and ruthless ambition. Even compassionate Raphael harbors secrets and private agendas. For Adelina, whose power creates illusions, this theme is particularly significant. Her life has been an exercise in hiding, concealing fear behind obedience to survive. With the daggers, she adopts another identity, with tamaran-styled hair and a glittering mask. Mikkel teaches her that convincing illusions require understanding reality's imperfections. The irony? Adelina, master of illusion, fails to see through others' deceptions, misreading Enzo's feelings and never discovering her sister Violetta's concealed elite power. Unlike typical fantasy narratives, this story portrays moral deterioration rather than redemption. We witness a sympathetic character gradually embrace darkness through pivotal choices favoring vengeance over mercy. The descent begins with the accidental killing of her father, an act that secretly satisfies her. Later, when escaping with Violetta, she confronts Dante and unleashes lethal illusions, reflecting, "Part of me is horrified, but another part, my father's daughter, delights in his suffering." These incidents reveal her duality, enough conscience to feel disturbed, yet increasingly drawn to dark power fueled by negative emotions. This conflict manifests physically in her silver hair and missing eye, marking her as different and incomplete. At the novel's climax, Adelina's powers spiral out of control during a duel between Enzo and Taryn. She accidentally attacks Enzo instead of Taryn, creating the opening for Taryn to fatally stab the prince, a devastating mistake revealing her destructive potential. Against Adelina's journey unfolds a political drama reminiscent of Renaissance Italian courts. Kenetra's stability weakens as power players manipulate events from behind palace walls. Queen Julietta projects public piety while secretly using Taryn, her fanatical lead inquisitor, to eliminate enemies while maintaining deniability. The core conflict centers on the rivalry between Queen Julietta and her brother, Enzo. His Malfetto transformation cost him the crown, altering Kenetra's power dynamics. Now leading the Dagger Society, his royal blood and tactical genius make him a formidable opponent. Personal motives drive political actions throughout. Taryn's persecution stems from religious zealotry, self-hatred of his own Malfetto nature, and obsessive love for the queen. Julietta acts from entitlement, sibling resentment, and ambition. The king's assassination, orchestrated by Taryn with the queen's implicit approval, ignites tensions, sparking violence against Malfettos and lending moral weight to the Dagger Society's revolution. This story explores how trauma shapes identity and transforms victims into perpetrators. Each major character carries wounds driving their actions: Adelina's abuse, Enzo's family rejection, and Taryn's religious indoctrination against his nature. Adelina's journey best illustrates this cycle. Her father's cruelty taught her that power determines who inflicts pain versus who suffers it. Upon gaining abilities, she begins inflicting the same fear she once felt, finding satisfaction in others' terror. "Fear is power," the angel Formidite tells her, a philosophy Adelina increasingly embraces. The theme's strength lies in refusing easy redemption. Adelina ultimately embraces her darkness rather than overcoming it. "I can't live without it," she declares, when offered freedom from her powers, revealing how her power both destroys and defines her. The story poses difficult questions about breaking cycles of abuse, using power gained through suffering for good, and our responsibility for actions stemming from our wounds.